it's live.
Because we're live, but I haven't done the intro yet. It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder. Embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Yes, it did. It did at the end. Hey, welcome to Loving the Strange, a very, very live podcast with some new intro music graciously given to us by an amazing musician. And here we are, Sean and Carrie. And Dee is here. Hey, Dee. And we're talking today about, I don't know. The anti-bucket list, basically.
You know? Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, like, you know how you have a bucket list and it's like all the things you want to do before you die? Well, the anti-bucket list is all the things you never want to do again or you never want to do. So it's that. It feels like a negative spin, but I think it can be empowering to say, no, this is my agency. And no, I refuse to ever eat stinky tofu again. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, right?
Yeah, but there's also going to be some commonalities out there. Like, our particular fears or whatever have got to relate to other people.
Well, not necessarily.
They will.
They will. Well,
sometimes.
Yours may.
Yeah. So are yours.
All right. So anyways. Susie's here. Liz is here. Caitlin's here. And Dee is here for sure because they said hi in the chat, which
That's
we
awesome.
Appreciate. And all of you, if you have something that is on your anti-bucket list that nothing will ever make you do, please share because we need help. All the help we can get on this Friday evening after a long, long week.
We don't need that much help, but I've been waiting to talk. Are you going to let me talk? Because I saw this slide in our intro that said, my husband is an idiot.
That's not what the whole slide
What is it about? That's all the only part I could read. It was so fast. It was like subliminal.
Well, we'll
my husband is an idiot.
No, that's not what it said.
That's what the first line said.
We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, my God.
Every time we do a podcast, you'll have to try to, like, catch it.
No,
I think it was a disclaimer. It was a disclaimer because we're live and you and I don't always agree.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, anyways, we already have some answers. Ready?
We do.
Dee said,
oh, yeah.
On her anti-bucket list is online dating. I know people who have been married like for 30 years or something ridiculous.
As a result of online dating?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they're local people. They live in Ellsworth. A long time ago, I wrote a newspaper story for them. Like, and it was like this big deal thing because nobody really met and got married all the way back then. And they're still married. They have like a bunch of kids who are in college now.
Well, that's an anomaly for online dating.
I don't know. Maybe not.
More often, like online gaming.
Would you ever?
Where you're playing like Kings of Camelot, but on the side, everybody's trying to hook up.
I feel seen.
I never played it.
I did.
I know.
I did.
Carrie had all these knights after her.
All right, so Kingdom of Camelot was an early like gaming thing, and I think it was on Facebook or else.
Yeah,
I never.
I think it still exists.
It may still exist, and you created teams and you all played together and you had your little chat room. It was really fascinating sociologically because you could see how these people would like within the team, like who became the like hierarchy of the team and the captains and how their interactions went. And I never fit in because I don't know how to flirt. So, and I especially don't know how to flirt online. Although then people offered to teach me how to flirt online, which meant sending pictures of their genitalia while in deer hunting stands. Which I mistook for wounded deer, but I don't know if I'd ever do that again, but I did meet some really awesome humans who I'm still friends with, from that online gaming experience.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was really goobery. It was a hard time for me in my life back then.
It was so funny.
Stop laughing at me.
I can't because I was there. I lived it with you.
I was a Titan. I was a Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our team's name. And we were good. We were very good. Just in case you wanted to know.
All right. Let's move on beyond the last.
There can never be anything more than King. Hey, Shelly's here. Hey, hello, Shelly. But wait, let's go back to D and online dating. Sean, would what? You ever do online dating? Only one acceptable answer right now, since you're married.
Oh, no, that was going to be my answer was.
Oh, yeah.
I would have to be, like, so single. Like, I would have been, like, single for a decade and dry for, like, 3 years or something. Just so hard enough to try online dating.
3 years? Is that like a long time for you, buddy? Big macho sexy guy?
Well, after the initial years, yes, that's a long time. Not macho. You know, once you've ridden the horse, you don't want to get off.
Okay, so Caitlin said that she would never go back to school. Law school ruined it for her.
I agree. Except for me, it was grammar school.
You're such a liar. Caitlin, the only nightmare that I have, the only recurring nightmare I have, and it happens like every 2 years, is basically I'm back in high school, and I think but I'm old, like legit. Old, and I have to get all my credits again, and I'm halfway through, and then I realize I've already graduated, and I'm just repeating the same old crap, and I wake up, and I make myself wake up because I'm so frustrated that A, I've had the dream again, but B, that I'm back in high school again. And C, I'm doing really, really well. Like, I did great in high school, but I'm like valedictorian when I go back and do it again. It's frustrating. Sorry.
What?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
All right, so shut a jerk.
No, I was thinking of my own thing. My own, because you know how you walk into like a doctor's office or something and they'll have this giant like poster-sized diploma of their doctorate or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of that for me since my highest grade level was 8th grade that I didn't have this giant, well, 6th grade before. I have this giant 6th grade graduation diploma framed in my office, which I do, but I don't want to have to turn my whole computer around so people can see it.
I'm sorry, what did you say something? Because I dozed off.
Oh, that's what happens all the time.
So D says you're not alone, Carrie. I'm not a good flirt either. Sean's a great flirt.
Dude, Carrie's a good flirt too, let me tell you.
I am not a good flirt.
She's so full of crap.
I'm not a good flirt.
I'm telling you what.
I'm not. I'm just over excessively friendly, like a puppy.
She's got that down pat.
And
people... It takes away all liability.
And people, I don't know if any of you are like this, but I'm like so friendly and so much like a puppy that sometimes people think I like them when I don't like them.
Yeah, once again, it takes away all ownership of the act of flirtation. She's worked on this excuse forever.
It's so sadly true. But I'm the same, like I don't care what you are. I am what gender, sex, whatever. How tall, how short, if you're a puppy, I am equally friendly to everybody. And so some people don't get that about me, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, but now that I have Shawnee, no one ever flirts with me.
That's
anymore.
Not true.
He is like the biggest flirt block ever because he's scary. You may not perceive of him as scary, but... The Shawnee Glower is a glower. of great power. Hold that round. All right, you ready? Oh, first, ready, Caitlin said that it is a scary nightmare. Thank you, Caitlin. And John Bell says,
it says, Sean, remember when my brother did that chat room stuff when it first started on dial-up? And his phone bill was like $800 because it was $2 an hour. Oh, yes, no. I do remember that. Karen and I were just talking about that the other day.
We were?
Yeah, like 900 numbers.
Oh, yeah. And there used to be naughty phone numbers that you could call, and you had to, I don't know if they still exist, but they used to have like the ads for them on cable at night. And you could call them, and
it's
people...
called OnlyFans now.
Oh, that's true.
It's a lot better.
And it would show up like on your phone bill at your house, and like your mom would be like, "Who called this number?" It was a big deal thing, right?
I tried that once with a credit card number from my mom's credit card. It didn't work.
Why didn't it work,
baby? Probably, I think I forgot to write down the security code or something, whatever.
Okay.
Or I just didn't have enough information, so I never got through. That sexy woman on the other end.
There used to be a dispatcher on our island like 20 years ago, I think. And I never heard her. I only heard stories about her. And she had like the OnlyFans sexy voice where she'd be like, Unit 5, come in the base. And everybody would like laugh because it was so over the top sexy. I didn't get to witness this, but you might have. You might have been a cop then.
No, it wasn't in your town. Sounds like I would have been, but I don't remember that.
All right. So Dee says, I have a nightmare about grad school and this massive paper I had to finish. I always wake up yelling to myself, I'm done, and I don't have homework or papers to do anymore. You and me, Dee. You and me. Do you have dreams like that, Shani?
Well, sort of. Like, but not necessarily about college. Like after I went to the police academy, there was a long stretch of time where I just wake, because I always had to wake up at some stupid ass hour on Sunday or on Monday morning to drive down there and get there by like 6 a.m. But so after those 18 weeks was over, you still have that, like, it's just this innate, like, you want to puke. And fear at the same time.
That's terrible.
So you're like, you wake up and you're like, oh, thank God, I don't have to do that. I wasn't dreaming about it. It's just routine, but it's still a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad. So you, D and me. Susie says, never ride Space Mountain again. So.
Come on, Susie. Look. I'm a wimp when it comes to things like that. And I love Space Mountain.
He's such a wimp.
And Thunder Mountain Railroad, too.
He'll go on Thunder Mountain.
I won't go on anything upside down. Never. And I'm not a big roller coaster fan. I prefer the ones where you can't see much, like Space Mountain.
He had a hard time with Tower of Terror, too. Yeah. You were, like, at Disney.
I don't like heights.
He doesn't like heights. But anyway, Susie said, when the ride workers have to peel your fingers off the grab bar and call for first aid, it ruins the rest of the day. Oh, this taught me to not be talked into doing something that my gut tells me not to do. Guess who talked me into it? Someone we both know. It's either someone who starts with an A or an L.
So, Susie, do you like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
The teacup?
Because it's a pretty moderate sort of roller coaster, right? Is it? Mr. Toad's Wild Ride has a little hoop to do. Or Pirates of the Caribbean, you fall down the waterfall.
Did you just say boyum?
We got to go back to Disney World.
We kind of do. We have no fun. All right. So Susie said, yes, it was someone with an A or an L name.
Yeah.
Meaning.
Or maybe she said, yes, you like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, maybe. So Linda, hey, Linda. I'm sorry, I got excited because it's Linda. Said, no Halloween haunted houses ever or zombie parades. Never, ever.
That's funny.
Let me tell you.
That's the best person to go to like a haunted house with because their fear will scare the shit out of you.
Language.
Sorry.
So yes, we went to a haunted house recently in our town, and it was a fundraiser for the Jessup Memorial Library at the Ivy Manor Inn. I feel like I'm doing a plug.
You are.
There you go, Hastings.
More generic. Come on.
Anyways, it was an amazing haunted house, right?
It was. They did a great job.
And it's just this little small community when there's no tourists here, and it was freaking stunning. And I am a person normally, Linda, who jump scares really hard in everyday life. So it was pretty bad. Sean just kept laughing hysterically, and I kept screaming.
That's the best part of a haunted house, is going with somebody that gets scared easy.
Linda and I wouldn't do well together.
You do fantastic.
No.
Because you feed off of each other.
This one person like came around the corner, and their face was like right here in front of my face, like that close. And I just screamed, full on scream. Thank God I didn't have COVID.
You probably scared them worse than they scared you.
All I could think was, oh, please don't let me have had any germs, because they were so close. And I like, it was a really good scream. But would I do it again? Yes. Yes, I would do it again.
That's the thing about you, man. You do most things again.
Yeah, all right, here's something I won't do again. I won't go skiing downhill.
Oh, I thought you were going to say eat pig intestines.
No, I would try pig intestines again, just not at that same restaurant. I won't go skiing because when I was a little kid, the very first time I went skiing, I broke my arm, blah, 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 and on a very tiny hill. And then my ex-husband, who's a big skier, like ski patrol, loves skiing more than anything, like in that wealthy people way, he took me to a mountain during a hospital administrators conference, and I had nothing to do. So he's like, you're gonna learn how to ski, okay? And I'm like, okay. And I went out there, and the ski guy, the ski instructor, because it was a private lesson, he didn't let me go up the mountain. Like, I didn't get to go on any hills because I was so bad. And we just laughed. Stop making a bored face. And we just laughed so hard. He was like Luke or Owen Wilson. And I couldn't do anything. I was so bad. He was like, you should never go up on this hill. I think you should give me my money back. This can't happen. It just can't happen. That's how bad I am at skiing. So skiing is on my anti-bucket list. The end. And it's sad because everybody always looks like they're having such a good time.
Well, you know, that's a pretty brutal sport. People would die from it all the time.
My other ex that's been almost died from it.
Like famous people die all the time.
Yeah, they do. Linda says, my poor Army Ranger dad took 8-year-old me on a roller coaster. So you got to imagine that. Then I screamed so badly, he tried to get them to stop to get me off. Never again the rest of my life. So if we all ever go to Disney, Linda and Susie are going to hang out, and no one's going to make them go on the roller coasters. No peer pressuring. Right?
You know what? I got to say.
Okay.
There was a lot of people in my family on my mother's father's side that were pretty much into that sort of thing.
Adrenaline rushes?
Like,
or peer pressure? Like
crazy carnival rides and stuff.
Yeah.
And
I love them.
And they never really pressured me to do it
Aww.
That much. And so I really appreciate that now. Nobody definitely ever forced me to do anything.
It's hard to force you to do something, honey.
Well, not when I was a kid.
I can't imagine. It was never hard. Shelly would know if Shelly's still here. Oh, Shelly says, I hate Shelly and Shawnee are related. And their names also have E's at the end when I say them. And she says, I hate roller coasters and haunted houses. And Susie said that she can do carousels and Ferris wheels, but not the up and down. She says, and Linda says, we can't go together and we won't take Sean if we did.
Come on.
And she also says, you remember how we lost Sonny Bono, right? Was that skiing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Snag a tree.
So Susie, continuing her roller coaster story, said that this person, whoever peer pressured her, redeemed themselves with the help of Elle by getting me over my fear of riding on sailboats and schooners.
Well, there you go.
That's an interesting fear.
Yeah.
Shelly says that she was told by a dance instructor that I should never get on a dance floor.
Carrie told me the same thing.
I did not. Multiple times. It's your jeans.
I think it's just so she can dance with all the other dudes.
No. No. And I love it when you dance. Shelly, I don't know how you dance, but when Sean dances, he kind of just jumps up and down like he's in a rave.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very cute.
I'll own up to that.
It's so adorable. And Dee is an adrenaline junkie like me and loves roller coasters.
Well.
There you go.
Oops.
Susie. And Shawnee and Linda, I'll hang out with Shelly. Yeah. And Dee and I will have fun with Art. Oh. I added them. So some things that people put, there's an article on Board Panda about things that on and people's anti-bucket list. And one of them is, I will never not pee before cutting jalapeno peppers again.
What?
Yeah, you got to think about it.
I don't get the corn. Oh, because they test themselves after they cut without washing their hands?
I think if you're a girl,
yeah,
you wipe more.
And no, there's no, if you just can, there's no wiping for a guy, but that's still sensitive skin. I can totally see that. Yeah. I mean, you just gotta wash your hands. You cut peppers, you wash your hands before you do anything. Holy Moses.
Yeah. Shelly says, I don't remember Sean having to be talked into anything.
Well, that's because I never got asked to do anything too crazy.
Oh, is that it? I think John Bell might disagree with you.
Well, okay.
Yeah, and Shelly says she seemed to step on toes. So, Shawnee, the thing that's on your anti-bucket list, is that just heights and stuff like that?
It's not just heights. Like, on this little list I have here from bucketlistseekers.com, which, so I'm kind of taking it as an anti-seeker. So this wouldn't be heights related, but the one on this short list that I really would never, ever do is descend into an ice cave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do that.
Especially in the global warming environment that we're in right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I would totally do that.
Well, number one, I sort of have this a little bit of claustrophobic type stuff.
Yeah.
And number two, I go in a regular cave. We've done it together before, you know, floating down the river in the tube. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't bother me, but something that's like, made of a material that can change consistencies.
Yeah.
From frozen solid to a liquid. You know, just kind of bothers me.
Would you rather go descend down an ice cave?
Yeah.
Or go scuba diving through underground tunnels that are small?
Nope. Neither one. Because I just told you about the slight claustrophobic thing.
But and you have to pick. What are you picking?
You're wearing a tank on your back and you don't know exactly where. That changes your whole body awareness. And
No.
I wouldn't go through any sort of opening. I've got to even come close to slithering through.
That's so hard to imagine you slithering.
I'm just telling you. If I can't go forward freely, I don't want to go in. I don't want to have to try to back out.
Are you afraid of open spaces in any way?
What do you, not unless they're up in the sky. So I don't know.
But then again, that's more of a height thing and falling.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
I don't know what you mean by open spaces.
Well, like my mom was afraid of, this is turning into a phobia thing, but very quickly, my mom was afraid of closed in spaces.
Yeah.
But also like she didn't want to be standing alone in the center of a field.
Oh, no, that doesn't bother me. Huh.
Dee would go into an ice cave, but not a cave. And Susie said, my husband should take Sean on a wooden roller coaster, the Comet, at Lake George, New York. Just don't ask him to ride the Screaming Dragon again.
I don't know. I only like steel roller coasters. Those wooden ones, I think they have a tendency to actually add a little shaky shake to the up and down.
When I was in eighth grade, should I tell the story or are you just going to get bored again?
I'll get bored, but I'm not sure what story you're talking about.
So mean. When I was in eighth grade, for our eighth grade like graduation trip, we went to Canobie Lake Park in Salem, New Hampshire, and they had an old wooden roller coaster. And I was small, and I'm a little aerodynamic. And
yes, you are, baby.
Yes, I am. And I don't know if that was creepy somehow, but I think you just made it creepy. And I was on the roller coaster with Dan. I was on the roller coaster with Danny Drectinus, who was one of the eighth grade hottie boys. And I was like, how am I even on the, like, he's going out with Juliet Arambulo. How am I on this roller coaster with Danny Drectinus? He was like one of the nicest kids. And I started to like go up and over that thing that you put in front of you, the barricade thing that slams down front of your bar, in front of your body. And so Danny, I still have in my head his face and his eyes getting huge and his mouth gawping open, right, and him being like boom and like slamming me down back into the seat, and he was like, you're gonna die, and like the whole ride. And it's not that big a roller coaster. I kept like kind of lifting up even though I was bracing myself, and he was just like, I'm holding you down. And I was like, Juliet's gonna get so mad at me. And that was my eighth grade.
Juliet, your girlfriend?
Yeah. Well, they liked each other at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt bad about it, but she understood.
Apparently he liked you more.
No, he didn't.
And you missed your opportunity.
He was so into Juliet Arambulo.
I tried to flop over the rail.
It was scary. But I was like, that's fun. If I do that all the time, will a cute boy put his hand on my shoulder?
You didn't ever try it with me.
I don't need to do that for you. You just are right there, man. Always right
there. I know,
but
think of all the places I could have grabbed to try to keep
it. Oh, okay, that's probably why I didn't do that. So D says, the Scream Machine at Six Flags is a wooden roller coaster. The last time I rode it, it was my last time. My friends and I were hurting.
See? Aww. I really like indoor roller. Like, even Thunder Mountain Railroad at Disney World is not indoor, but it's parts of it are sort of darkish.
And that's what you want.
I like not to see what's oncoming.
That's so interesting.
I want to die a blind death.
I want to see everything that's going to happen. And that's why I'm okay with spoilers and Sean isn't.
Oh my God, spoilers are stupid.
And I'm just like, no, I already figured it out. I want to see if I'm right.
This time, though. I don't want to ruin it.
I don't want the anxiety of not knowing what's about to happen. So Shelly says, I would never skydive or do anything that has to do with heights and man-made products, a.k.a. bridges.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, that's so funny like, that you two
no
are like that.
Bungee jumping. There's no death diving, which is the trend right now.
So on a lot of people's anti-bucket lists are things like smoking. Like they smoked and like stopped. And now they're like, I can never do that again.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Yeah. Why not?
Because that's just like being on your high horse as a reformed person.
No, it's not. It's because they realize how much better they feel maybe. One person is on that list is work as a bartender. And they're like, I know the money's good, but getting home at 4 or later, the booze and drug scene, surviving on Red Bull and Pedialyte, getting grabbed by strangers while trying to pay my bills is not the life for me.
What?
Have you ever had a job that you were like, never, I'll never do that again? Like, is now on your anti-bucket list?
Now?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, that job.
Yes.
Oh. Not really.
You know,
I worked in a factory once, and I'd never work in a factory again.
Ever?
Nah.
Why?
Just too boring and monotonous. You do the same thing every day. Over and over.
And you don't like that?
No.
Okay.
There's no upward mobility. No opportunity for growth.
So I always said I would never be a reporter again. And now I have a news blog.
Well, you're lying to yourself.
I guess so. I was like, I'm never going to another planning board meeting ever in my life. And now I voluntarily do.
Yeah.
That makes all no sense. I know. Ugh. Dee had the right roller coaster, according to Susie. And Dee says she's skydive. She totally wants to skydive.
Well, you say you skydive too.
I would definitely skydive, yeah.
Yeah.
And Shelly says she'll never do telemarketing again.
I would never totally do telemarketing because it just seems skeevy, like in a way of cheating people. But I would do telemarketing because I think it's a rare opportunity to experience all kinds of things on the other end of the telephone.
Yeah.
And if you were like, if you were just doing it as like a ploy, but you weren't really like trying to sell something or scam people, and you're just like, hey, oh, what are you doing? Did I interrupt something? You know, and just have fun with it like that.
I think Shelly says she only lasted 3 hours.
I bet you get abused a lot too. I mean, you know, I've been known to hang up on people in a not kind manner.
Oh my gosh, Linda. Linda says, I'd never be an African-American 18-year-old bus girl in a fancy new hotel restaurant in the 70s. Did you do that? Oh. I bet that was so hard.
No, no.
Oh my gosh, Linda. Linda has to write her memoir. John Bell said, Linda's an amazing writer. Okay, John Bell said, something I would not do now, but did a lot when I was younger, was swimming at Fish Eating Creek. With alligators all over the bank and on top of the water within 50 yards of us. What the what, John Bell? What the what?
They were, you know, alligators weren't as aggressive back then.
Possibly not as aggressive as the people that Linda had to serve in that hotel probably restaurant. Not. Oh my gosh. But did you really do that, John Bell? That's,
yeah.
Did you do that, Sean Kelly?
I don't remember doing that myself, but I don't put it past them at all.
Oh man. Linda said she got called girl a lot. I bet you did. I can't even imagine, Linda. I can't like I'm just kind of caught in that whirlwind of trying to imagine John's experience and Linda's experience right now, and I'm just, you're gonna have to carry the podcast.
Kind of the same thing.
Really? Linda says there's no alligators there, but I think she might have been lying. Or maybe she's saying she hasn't had to deal with the alligators. Yeah. Shawnee.
What?
So.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you didn't say anything you wouldn't do, did you?
I did. I said personal skiing, and you got bored in the story.
Oh, skiing. Yeah. That's just because I heard that story.
Yeah. I think that the only claustrophobic thing I would have is trying to do underwater tunnels. Like, I'd be fine in a big cave. I'd be fine in a tunnel that's, like, this big. Yeah. But if it compresses so that I can feel it.
You gotta squirm through it?
Yeah, that would probably freak me out. I think I could potentially do it, but do I want to do it? I don't think so.
You gotta have a drive to want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what's on the other side of that cave. Somebody else will figure it out, and I'll learn about it later.
Our daughter, went down a YouTube rabbit hole about deaths that occur that way.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of real videos that she watched, and then in order to expunge that from her experience, told me all about, which I wish she hadn't.
Well, and so didn't tell me about it until now.
Because I love you. And
not anymore, apparently.
Well, I didn't recount it in detail.
I'm not even going to be able to sleep in bed anymore because there's going to be a dog on either side of me. I'm going to feel trapped in the rocks. And it's really just the covers.
You know what? One of the things people wrote on their anti-bucket list is Facebook. They deleted their account and they're never going back.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And I'm just like, I would never do there.
I could do that.
Yeah, I know you could. Somebody wrote on Develop Good Habits, which seems like a website with an agenda. They would never do vodka shots.
What?
Yeah.
How did they even grow up to be an adult?
They said, well, I guess they did them once. They wrote, I'm not a heavy drinker, but I enjoy my wine and beer. When it comes to the hard stuff, a shot or two of tequila hits the spot and is a great social activity. However, a 4th of July party years ago involved vodka shots. I took a few at the encouragement of the friendly host. Much like Susie, they got peer pressured by a friendly host. Needless to say, my night ended before it began, and I swore to never try vodka solo again. I attempted to drink a martini, a vodka-based drink, years later, and it took forever to finish. Lesson learned. Don't drink a type of alcohol you're not comfortable with, no matter what someone says.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right. Not if you're above the age of, like, 17.
No. 21, legal. So another one is, like, very practical. It's like, I would never go to Mexico again without small bills.
What?
I would never overpack for a trip. I'm like, that's not an anti-bucket list. No, that's just an I'm a sensible grown-up list. You know, okay. Like, you know what I mean?
Here, I got a couple.
All right.
I've got two that I never would do, and I think we've already covered them, actually, kind of.
Then like, you don't have
to. One is go cliff jumping.
Right.
And one is go bungee jumping.
So it's both jumping.
But the next one down, I would try, and I think it would be surprising to you, that's rappel down a waterfall.
Oh, that's because you would have a rope.
Well, that's part of the reason. I plus, think. I'm going down.
And it's like more in your control.
At a controlled rate, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't have the chance that my parachute's going to open or whatever.
I always thought that with rock climbing, rappelling was the most fun, which I don't think.
Well, I've never done any of it.
You've never gone rock climbing?
Well, you know, like I climb a rock, it's like 8 feet high, yeah. But not real rock climbing.
Like, in we live near Acadia National Park, and you've never went rock climbing.
If I was afraid of water, we could live in Florida, and I might never have been in the ocean.
Are you afraid of rock climbing?
Yeah. I don't want to go up.
Really?
Without something under me.
Huh.
Huh. You know this.
No, because I thought if you were okay with going rappelling down a waterfall.
Yeah.
You know, you're hooked into the same system unless you're free climbing. Like, I thought that maybe logically.
I'd rather be. See, there's a reward in going down because you're going to hit the ground. There's no reward in going up. You're only getting higher and higher.
So you have a better view. So you have the, I have done this. No?
I don't care about that.
You don't need to achieve.
No.
That's really interesting.
I can achieve what I want to achieve.
Shelly said there's water under you. And what? That's very true. In the waterfall. But to be fair,
that's true.
There's water under you in most of the places that you go rock climbing,
but
in
I'm
Acadia.
Comfortable it's just with the water. But no, usually if you're gonna go rock climbing, there's a couple little cliffs under your foot.
Yeah.
It's like
and a pounding surf against granite rocks.
And then by the time you hit the cushion of the water, you're already unconscious and drowned.
It's very see, Sean's thought about this a lot. Do you have any anti-bucket list things, Shawnee?
Yeah.
Things you would just never do that don't involve heights.
Not really. I don't know.
Really?
Other than, like, you know, I wouldn't do anything that I knew was going to harm myself.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
I'm just saying that there's lots of habits out there that are harmful. Like people, like eating 18 Hostess Twinkies.
Well, I've never done that.
I'm just saying.
Well, I could try.
Hunting or dating, kind of similar.
That's true.
It is kind of. You know what?
I mean, I think you got to be a skilled dater to be a hunter. That's like the hunter is the upper echelon of dating.
Oh,
like,
no.
You're not dating, you want to stumble upon something. Anything. Hunting, you've got a particular prey in mind. I'm just saying in general, baby.
You don't think that in dating? Oh, prey. Oh, I don't even like where this is going. I was actually thinking before the podcast that I would probably never hunt. I would potentially go with someone hunting, but...
Oh, I would never... Anybody that knew you would never take you hunting. It would be like, oh, there'd be a huge, massive trophy buck 20 feet in front of them, and they'd miss on purpose just to, because they didn't want to have to see Carrie cry over the dead deer.
I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Yes. Nobody in their right mind would take you hunting.
It's because I imagine I'm the deer, and deer are cute and pretty. I have one of my clients is a counselor, and we were talking during our session on Zoom, and it was and she looked at me because I was telling her a story, and she went, "You have too much empathy. I've never known anybody that empathetic," and I was like, are you going to counsel me? I would like some counseling, but instead we talked about plots. But it was really interesting. And I think I think it might be not a good thing to have too much empathy, but also because of the facial expression that was going on for her. But I also think that it means in a post-apocalyptic scenario, I would have to be the gatherer and not the hunter.
I gotta tell you, baby, as the one who probably knows your empathy the best.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, it might be a little too much, but it is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. So you can never worry about the too much bits.
I think it's too much.
No, it's very rare that it's too much, literally. I'm not kidding.
Stewie says, I'm a hypocrite because I eat meat. I just couldn't kill it myself.
Well, Stewie.
Much like most of us.
No.
What?
I didn't kill it.
Oh, Shawnee can kill it. Shawnee has no empathy.
That's not it at all. That's not true.
I couldn't resist. I'm so sorry. Linda says she saw cooks eating fried crickets and couldn't do it ever.
Oh yeah, I could eat a fried cricket.
I could eat a fried cricket.
Mealworms. And I've eaten basically a pig's ass. But so yeah, I'll eat anything once because there's nothing worse than a pig's ass. Literally.
It can be good. It just wasn't prepared correctly. I would try almost anything for food, I think.
Yeah, that's why we're good together. On the rare occasion we actually try something new.
When we get out of Bar Harbor, Maine.
Out of our house.
Yeah. Out of our zip code. Into another state.
We're like a prisoner.
We're a prisoner of food.
Of the zip code.
It's very, very sad. It's very sad. We don't have a lot of, we have restaurants that are amazing, yes, but we just don't have a lot of variety for us.
We don't eat that much, but we still kind of run out of choices.
Anyways. So if you're stuck in the wild with no food, you could do it, but me?
You can do it too, baby. You've got self-preservation.
You'd
probably try to eat vegetables first, though.
I'd be like trying to suck moss off the bark.
Eating a cedar bush like a deer in the winter.
Caitlin's like, do you like Jamaican food? Yes, we do. Nice plug, Caitlin.
We love Jamaican food. Some oxtails.
Yeah. Sweet. So for those of you who are local, there's a great place called, Sean?
I don't know what it's called.
Oh, really?
It's called Sea Rays in the summertime.
I called that in the winter, too.
It's probably still called Sea Rays with a Jamaican twist.
Yes. Oh, Caitlin's like, sorry. No sorries. Because we're willing to plug our friends.
But I want to tell you.
And support our friends.
You
support us, Caitlin.
Yes.
So we support you. And it's allegedly like... All right, so in the summer, the food is amazing. But everything I've heard is that in the winter, the food is amazing there, too.
Because of the new Jamaican menu.
I know. It's so cool.
It's the Sea Ray Winter Kitchen.
Thank you. So there. Yes. Slight twist on the name.
We're like jerk chicken. We've had the goat and oxtail.
Actually, we had goat this week.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
But we made it ourselves.
Yeah, because we're cheap. But we're going to go. We're going to see Ray Winter Kitchen. Anyways, hi. I don't know if there's a food I wouldn't try. Wasn't there some, I don't know. There's tons of food you won't try, Sean. What? If I put you, like, a giant tomato in front of your face.
Oh, no, I've already tried that when I was a kid. I don't need to try it again.
But it's just like people who give up Facebook. You're never going back to that tomato.
Give me something new.
Yeah.
It doesn't count if it's not new. Okra, I've tried that.
He also hates okra. And spinach.
I've tried that.
Tomatoes and everything.
It's a texture thing. You know that.
I know.
I hate slimy.
You know what I won't eat?
What?
A snowball.
You stop right there. You're getting sexual now, baby.
What?
You and Emily and I have this discussion recently about snowballs.
I already repressed it.
Yeah.
I repress anything like that.
You should change the topic.
All right. I won't have a Twinkie.
Well, Caitlin, go to Caitlin's.
Oh, yes.
Would you eat a sea cucumber?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Urchin.
Slice.
Yeah, totally.
Well, we've had urchin.
That's yeah, this is good. Shawnee.
I love seafood. I don't care what it is.
No it tomato.
Salty.
But if it lives in the sea, Sean will eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty true. All right, so what else? What else is on your anti-bucket
list? Anti?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's another one that I wouldn't do.
Okay.
But it's an obvious one.
Okay.
But it's going to be followed by one that I would do. I would never go skydiving.
Like, didn't we just touch on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't get to say. I think I have a caveat.
Oh.
If I had like a terminal illness, like I knew I was going to die real soon.
Like Cancer Man on the X-Files?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might go skydiving. Because I wouldn't care. If something happens, well, it's a couple days early. Whatever. Or a couple months.
A couple years.
Whatever. But the next one was climb an active volcano.
Oh.
And I would totally do that.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's active volcanoes that have been active for years and never haven't erupted, right?
Right. I was just...
It's just a little... It's like flying. It's you roll in the dice.
I was just reading this story because I was doing research for my book, and it was in Iceland, and it was in the 1970s, and it was like 1 a.m, I think in January, and there had been a storm the night before, and it was this small island of like 4,000 people on an archipelago, or pelago, depending on your accent, and like kind of off the bottom of Iceland, and the volcano went off in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And like basically split the town in half, like with lava and like the fissures and the stuff coming up, right? But because there had been a storm the night before, everybody's fishing boat was in the harbor.
Right.
And they kind of had a plan, like, hey, if the volcano under our town randomly goes off, everybody go to the harbor. So they all did, and not a single person got like died or got hurt.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know.
That's awesome.
I know. Random story.
Yeah.
From research for Carrie. Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah. When our island had a big fire and they were almost about to evacuate everybody in the 1940s.
1947.
Yeah. Before my time, believe it or not. They were about to evacuate people off the island via boat because the fire had happened.
Yeah.
Boats and stuff. But then it stopped like a miracle. Oh, Liz said that she is never gambling in Vegas.
Really?
Ooh, that's so specific.
You can do that a little cheaply and just have some fun or maybe win a couple bucks.
Yeah, but maybe Liz is worried that she would
get... Maybe she's afraid of having an addiction.
Yeah, like my Aunt Rosie at Atlantic City.
Oh, was she afraid of having an addiction? Or did she have an addiction?
No, my mom, who had never gambled before, went with my Aunt Rosie and some of my other aunts to Atlantic City for a ladies' aunties weekend. And Aunt Rosie was so addicted to the slot machines, she refused to leave. And the other aunts were like pulling on her and grabbing her waist. And then they threatened her. And then I think somebody threw water on her. It was very drama.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And my mom was like, I'm never going to a gambling place ever again.
I would see that too. Yeah, like, after that little display.
She was very traumatized, my mom. My mom's big amount of gambling was pennies when you played scat. Sean never played scat until he met me, but it's
I
like.
I play now and I win all the time.
Yeah, but we don't use pennies.
No.
We don't.
We use our clubs.
No, we don't.
Strip scat.
He tries to make our life so much better than it is. And it makes me realize how much I hold him back. So Linda says that her dad was an Army Ranger paratrooper and had over 2,509 jumps logged. I always wonder if I'd have tried it, if he could hold me. Aw. I don't know. Probably. That's so sweet. I wonder if you'd scream like when you were 8 on the roller coaster. Like, I wonder what would have happened.
They get strapped them together like they do nowadays for the tandem jumps.
Yeah. Which is very cool. Shelly says she doesn't eat slimy food either. Not on her bucket list. And no okra, no boiled squash.
Both slimy.
Susie said, oh, you say that word because I'm not going to be able to do it.
It's Blothmore.
All right, just say the whole
thing. Iceland's Blothmore, which is blood pudding in a sheep's stomach. I learned to make it while living there, but could not eat more than a taste. But her son loved it.
What is that noise?
That is the cat trying to open the cabinet above the refrigerator.
Our cats are a little wild. We could just make a video. That could be our OnlyFans. It could be Cat Gone Wild.
That's sick. She's going
That way.
She's got her head in the cabinet door.
Is there something special stored up there, babe?
No, that's where I keep my blood pressure medicine. Oh, she went in.
Oh, no.
She's gone.
Was it Cloud the cat?
No, it was Coco this time.
Cloud the cat likes to get trapped in places like
Cloud's
the pantry.
Staring at me right now.
Linda says she would have screamed. Babe, it's almost an hour.
It's not.
We only have 9 minutes.
How can that be?
Because I bored you so much.
Go down one more comment. Go down one more comment.
Bigfoot?
Yeah.
What about
would you do
Bigfoot? I wouldn't do him.
But would he? All right, if you were out in the woods just chilling and you know, all of a sudden you looked up and there was Bigfoot. What would you think or do?
I'd be scared.
Yeah.
But also excited. I don't know. It would be depend on his vibe, man.
What do you think you would literally do?
I don't know.
I think I know.
I wouldn't try to hug him.
Nope. That's not what I was going to say.
I would jump scare.
I think that would be later. Oh, you'd definitely do that initially. But right after that, what would you do?
I'd say, hi, Mr. Bigfoot.
Yes, you would talk to him.
I would.
Just like you talked and hugged the trees in the woods. You would talk to Bigfoot. And if you felt comfortable later, you would hug him.
Probably would. And then I'd get eaten. Whatever.
And then he'd probably mistake your behavior for flirtation.
It's a theme.
And, you know, God only knows where it'd go from there.
No, I think I would. I'd be like, hi, Mr. Bigfoot, because I kind of revert to that for everything.
Yeah. Let's say goodbye to Linda. She must have to go.
Well, she knows we're gone. Bye, Linda.
We're not going yet.
It's good to see
you. You can go back up to Susie's thing. Yes.
Linda had a hard day.
Cat crawled into the kitchen cupboard.
Oh, yes.
But it's the high one. They jump on top of the fridge, and then they go into the cabinet above that.
I didn't know they did this, actually.
Well, Cloud's done it a couple times, but I've never seen Coco do it.
Aw. Our cats are interesting.
They're very interesting.
Liz says, Art makes fun of me because he created a creature in a D&D campaign we were supposed to kill, but I adopted it and found it a job. I can totally see this.
You know what
that's
most funny about that for me?
What?
Is that my only real life knowledge of D&D comes from all the television shows where we watch that's been featured?
Yeah.
Like role playing games.
I know.
I don't know crap about old school RPGs.
Look at you with acronyms.
I know.
I feel like Liz would also potentially talk to Bigfoot if Bigfoot just showed up.
Oh, yeah. So do I.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think, you know, she'd probably talk about life, maybe quote some poems.
Or sing to it.
What?
Or sing to it.
Or I could see Liz singing to Bigfoot. When I was a little kid, I used to sing to the fish as my father massacred them.
How did he massacre them?
By catching them on poles.
That's not massacring.
It's killing them.
Massacring would be like throwing a stick of dynamite in a small pond.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? Let me look at my list here. Oh, experience a wingsuit flight. No, thank you.
Where is that?
It's on my list.
Oh, on your list.
Yeah. Take a flight into space. Ugh, I'd have a hard time with that one, but I might do it.
Susie said, I had to put magnets on my cupboards because my cats got them open and the dogs would scrounge inside. I can't believe that.
Well, the dogs can't get to these cupboards, but the cats love to go in them.
And then they knock things out
of it. It's crazy.
For the dogs. Liz says, wouldn't it be awesome if Bigfoot wanted to hike together like Charlie and the wee bear bears?
That would be awesome. Could you imagine walking down the trail in Acadia and you pass by a couple, like a husband and wife, you know, the typical tourist old people, and they've got the total safari outfits on, and you're walking along just chit-chatting with Bigfoot, and you guys pass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
That's hilarious. That's like a friggin' comedy movie scene right there.
Yeah. That would be kind of
amazing.
I don't
think you found it nearly as funny as I did.
No, I just got mad because of an email I got. So.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you reading emails?
It showed up on my thing and I'd been waiting for it. Yeah, now you're going to have to write it.
Liz is here?
No. Definitely not since Liz is here. No offense. It's not about Liz.
No, it's not about Liz.
Definitely not about Liz. So, hi. Although, maybe Liz could talk sense into someone.
maybe. Let's not talk about that first
time. Never. I want to stay in a good mood. So, the cat is making a lot of noise.
Well, she's back. She's inside the cupboard hitting the door. Bang,
with
bang,
Bigfoot?
Bang. What?
With Bigfoot? It sounds like Bigfoot. You know what's interesting?
It's a tiny little cupboard.
Cats don't seem to have that fear of small spaces or the fear of heights. Maybe we can all channel our inner cat. Shawnee?
All right, I will tonight.
No, it's about.
You know, I'll bite you on the back of the neck.
No. No.
Liz just decreased her liability. She said Liz is going to be asleep 10 minutes after the podcast is over.
Good for Liz. Proud of Liz.
So there will be no further communication.
What?
I said there will be no further communication.
I would never tell this what is making me annoyed.
I know.
I would never do that to her. Dee is laughing and crying. Probably about your cat stuff, Sean.
Oh, my God. I wish I could videotape it and put it on here so quick, but now the kitten's up there. It's like this crazy. It's the cat circus.
It is a cat circus. You know what? It's on my anti-bucket list. More cats.
No, God. No more pets. No more pets.
Ever again.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, thank you all for hanging out and being here.
I can't believe that bye went so fast. That bye went so fast.
That bye went so, you lost your ability to talk, Boo Bear.
I know that went by so fast.
Do you want to thank everyone for being here?
Everyone, thank you for being here. Please have a fantastic weekend. And yeah.
The end.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.